The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
If you've just tuned in, just joined us, we are live from St George's School. We're going back for an outside broadcast from where the idea for the 4Ps actually came from a student called Judd Phillips. On the course some years back was a young lady called Leisha, and she left school. She left St George's School 2 years ago, and we thought it'd be a great idea to get her as a co-host to come back to St George's. And how's it all going out there, Leisha? You all right?
Yeah, it's very good.
You're meeting all your friends and some old friends and making some new ones as well, and you're just about to meet a load more people. So who's the first one you're going to chat to? Who have you got there, Leisha?
What's your name?
Robbie.
So what are your hobbies?
Well, I like sitting at home on my PlayStation all day, and I play video games, and I love animals, and yeah.
What's your favourite animal?
Dogs.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
What's its name?
Marley. Mm.
Is it a big dog or a small dog?
Medium dog.
Awkward.
Thank you.
Who else have you got there, Leisha? Who's the next student that has got out?
What's your name?
Alf Istior.
And what's your hobbies?
I like playing on my Xbox One at home, playing Star Wars, and I like craft my guy in school.
Do you have pets?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Dogs.
Is it a big dog or a small dog?
A big dog.
And what's its name?
See her.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Who's next, Alicia? Got loads. There's a right big queue out there. So who's the next student?
So what's your name?
Josh.
And what are your hobbies?
Play games, watch YouTube. I like going out. I have animals, I have 3 cats.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
What have you got?
3 cats.
And what are their names?
Tommy, Wanda and Loki.
Oh, thank you.
So is that it? Oh, there's one more there. Crikey, he's tall, isn't he? He's about 6 foot. Me. Who have you got there, Leisha?
So what is your name?
Isaac.
And what are your hobbies?
Football. Spend time with my cats and family.
What's your cat his name?
Caspi.
What type of cat is it?
A moggy.
Oh. Leisha, look, he said he likes football. Can you ask him what football team he supports? Because he looks like an Arsenal fan.
What team do you support?
Southampton.
Oh, I was wrong. Oh, never mind. Do you play football as well?
I watch it, but I don't play it.
All right, so you love Southampton. Who's your favourite player?
Kyle Walker-Peters.
Oh, right, he's still there, isn't he? Who's the current manager, do you know?
Not sure.
No, I don't know either. But he's going to get him back in the Premier League, whoever he is. All right, well, thanks for joining us, Sir Isaac. Well, what lesson have you got back when you go back into school in a minute?
Science.
You got science, so you like science?
No.
You don't like science? You'd rather be out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep him talking, Leisha. Ask him another question. would you like to do radio?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing it right now.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got to go back to school now and have science.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Isaac.
Yeah.
All right, how lovely is this for you to come back to your old school, eh?
So it just makes me feel really happy, and it gives me a lot of, like, good old lovely flashbacks. I do miss the memories, the good old memories.
And they are. They're lovely times, your school life, and I'm just seeing you, and I've seen you grown over the last couple of years, and it's lovely. And I've just seen you sort of communicating with Marion, not on a microphone. She was doing some sign language, and you were getting it, and I just think that's a fascinating thing. And I've got to say a big thank you to Marion and people that come down week after week, and they sort of show me stuff, and I've picked up the basics, and I'll let you do. There's a thing when you say thank you, don't you? Do you do that? You do thank you.
Yes.
Now,
that, yeah.
Now I didn't know that until someone sat me down and said that's what thank you is. And my little grandson, who's now two, He goes to some kind of, what do they call it? Do they call it a play school? I'm not sure. It's like a preschool
nursery.
Thing. Nursery. That's it. Nursery. Good job, Alicia. So he goes to nursery, and they were saying he doesn't talk much, okay? But whenever he comes round and you give him a biscuit or something, he was doing that. And I wouldn't have known that he was talking to me via sign language if you hadn't shown me. So it opens up all kinds of doors, and it really does. Now, shall we play another song?
Yeah.
If I was to say to you, do you fancy a hot chocolate?
Yeah.
You'd think you're getting a drink, wouldn't you? But you're not going to, unfortunately. Unless Marion's got the kettle on and make you a hot chocolate. No, there's a no. I see that more sign language. No, I understood that. So we're going into a break with some hot chocolate. We're coming out the other side with Echo and the Bunny Men, and then we're going to chat some more, Alicia.
Yep.